T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Commuters and residents of Harsin Island not happy they cannot travel to and from the island by car after the mainland dock used by the car ferry collapsed yesterday. But is there more to that than what we've heard so far? WWJ's Mike Campbell is with a story you're hearing first on WWJ. Mike.
This is getting interesting, Roberta. This incident yesterday was, we were told, caused by erosion and high water levels. At least that was the initial indication of why this ferry dock, the Champion Auto Ferry Dock between Clay Township and Harsin's Island, collapsed into the water. Now I'm hearing from Bill Waller, who was in that truck when the wires fell. You heard about this on WWJ. Wires fell, electric wires, and just started sparking. They had to shut down all the operations. He says there was more to this than just high water.
He came in a little hard, looked like he lost the motor, and he slammed the shore there, and everything caved in.
He says the boat hit the dock before the dock collapsed into the water, and we have several people telling us that that indeed is what happened. Then those wires fell on the truck and started sparking. Fortunately, Waller got out, but he says this may go further than even we think, maybe into criminal negligence.
It's a possibility. It's a possibility. It's just something going on here we all don't know about.
Right now, only passenger traffic getting across four times. The next ferry at noon, then 4 and 7 today, one left at 8. That's it for getting back and forth between the island for now. Reporting live, Mike Campbell, WWJ News Radio 950.